Welcome to the Kismet Collection, a series of conversations and guided practices meant to support you in your awakening. If you've landed on this episode, it's not coincidence. It's Kismet. My name is Riley Webster. I am your host, and let's begin. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. As always, I am so happy that you are here, that you are listening and taking all of this in. I wanted to come on here for a few minutes just to speak about a recent sort of revelation I've had in terms of my creative process. And I think that this will hopefully resonate with you as well. So as you know, I am a writer, and right now I am creating an online course that's going to be put out hopefully at the end of September, beginning October. It's looking a little bit more like October. And it's been a beautiful and challenging and crazy process to create this course, and I'm doing it with one of my best friends, Caitlin Armstrong. And I'm not going to tell you what it's about yet because we're still in kind of that creative messiness where it's all becoming clear. But I did want to share something I realized that is so vital to my creativity. And I'm sure that if you are a creative person listening to this, if you love to create your own work and share your offerings with the world, this might be helpful for you as well. So something I've noticed among creatives and myself included is this mentality of needing to produce all the time, to be creative all the time, to be motivated all the time, to make something work. And it's been in my experience this last few months here that this narrative of like that steadiness and that consistency within creativity just doesn't really work. Especially as someone who identifies as a woman, who has a menstrual cycle, who goes through four seasons every single month according to, you know, where my hormones are at and my body, and noticing where my creativity lies within that has been really, really powerful. So when I started this course, when Caitlin and I started working on it, I should say, I was in this mentality of, okay, you know, I have this idea, we have this idea, how can we, you know, make this work? And we started kind of approaching it in at the beginning in a little bit of this masculine mentality of, you know, let's meet every day and be as productive as possible. And of course, you know, this doesn't always work, or you feel a bit burnt out, or it gets a little bit heavy. And I've had to kind of take a step back in the last little bit to, you know, take a little bit of space between the days that we're working to revitalize myself, to nourish myself, to kind of rest and regenerate my being and refresh my creativity. And at the beginning of this process, those days that I weren't working, I was trying to, you know, listen to inspiring content. I was trying to work out and keep my body in shape, and doing all this in kind of this masculine, really self-discipline mentality. And discipline, of course, can be important. We need a container of structure to get things done. But because we're so conditioned in this way of living in this patriarchal capitalist society, we're so conditioned to, you know, value ourselves based on our worth and our productivity, that the idea of resting in between working for some of us can be tricky. It can be difficult. It can feel like we're being lazy. So at the beginning, in between these working days, I was kind of trying to figure out, okay, how do I rest my being in a way that when I go back to my work, I can feel creative and like I have fresh eyes and like I can really tap into flow and channel this creativity into something that we're making that is hopefully going to be really impactful for people. And I realized a missing ingredient is joy. So it's funny how, you know, in my life, the things that I have valued are so much just like in that masculine patriarchal capitalist society is my productivity, what I can create and what I can produce. And joy, this feeling of joy, this feeling of taking time out to play and make time to laugh and do nothing and be just outside all day. I'm blessed to live where I live, that is possible. But this idea of joy, this is the thing I've realized really rejuvenates me in a creative sense. And, you know, I think sometimes I've thought of joy as being something that I almost don't have time for, or something that, you know, joy comes in moments in my day, but to intentionally carve out that time for joy is not always my highest priority, I guess. You know, you become this adult with all these silly responsibilities and this and that, and things get heavy and you feel a bit weighed down. And the thing between working is not always, that's not always the go-to, at least in my experience. And this is something I've noticed among creatives who value their work so much and put so much heart into it is a lack of joy. So this feels like it's been revolutionary in my process, because as, you know, a deep thinker and a spiritual seeker and someone who is really passionate about healing and helping to facilitate people's healing processes, it is easy for me to stay in the depths, to really stay in those depths and to kind of spin my wheels in that. And this idea of taking this intentional space, this container of space for joy, for fun, has revitalized my process so much I can't even explain it. And, you know, this doesn't have to be like a full day that you carve out that's for joy, or this doesn't have to be something unattainable or something that doesn't fit in your life right now. But if you're a creative person, I really, really encourage you to just look at the ways in which you experience joy right now. And it's not even an act of making more time for it. It's like really relishing in that joy, savoring it, feeling what that feels like in your body. Where does joy live? Who do you feel joyful around? What is joy for you? Is joy more laughter? Is it more relaxation? What is your description of joy? And as you kind of pay attention to that and really feel intentional around that creation of joy, and, you know, I want to just interject quickly and say, if you are struggling at all with your mental health, or, you know, feeling into what's going on in the world, know that you're not alone. And also know that we can find even a split second of joy. And what does that feel like, even in that second of joy? How can you really see that maybe as a teacher or something that's come into your creative process to help lighten the load a little bit, to help, you know, really be able to create your best work, because it's from this place of beautiful flow and ease, not from spinning your wheels in those depths, not from copying what other people are doing. Embodying your authenticity is joy. We are joy. So I really encourage you to just notice where that joy is coming from. Notice when you feel it, what time of the day do you feel it, and then really just savor it and notice what happens when you go back to your creative work, whether it's your writing, your podcast, your YouTube channel, your painting, cooking, whatever it is. Notice what happens when you go back to what that is, or when you bring it more into your process of creation. Notice what happens. This is today's offering. So I hope that you can just begin to notice where those moments live, where they are, who you are in those moments, and just see what happens. I love you. Thank you for listening, and we will chat soon.